Aaronic Priesthood Manual 2, Lesson 26, Worthy Thoughts, Dallin H. Oaks, Pornography, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 87. Incorporate Eller Oaks' warnings in the discussion. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 5. Lesson 27, The Lord's Law of Health. Thomas S. Monson, True to the Faith, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 18. Consider replacing the story at the end of the lesson with a Makafiki analogy. Duty to God Deacon, Educational, Personal, and Career Development, number 12. Lesson 28, The Sabbath. L. Tom Perry, The Importance of the Family, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 40. Use Elder Perry's counsel on appropriate Sabbath day activities in the first section of the lesson. Earl C. Tingey, Establishing Eternal Patterns, Liahona, October 2004, page 20, Ensign, October 2004, page 32. Replace Elder Cook's story with Elder Tingey's advice in the lesson Sabbath Day section. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 2. Lesson 29, The Purpose of Life, Richard G. Scott, Truth Restored, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 78. Conclude the lesson with Elder Scott's counsel on how understanding the plan of salvation will help us overcome life's challenges. Robert D. Hales, To Act for Ourselves, The Gift and Blessings of Agency, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 4. Use ideas from the article to show how agency can help us overcome temptation. Lesson 30, Charity. H. David Burton, Tender Hearts and Helping Hands, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 8. Share some of Bishop Burton's examples in place of the story at the end of the lesson. Duty to God Teacher, Citizenship and Social Development, number 3. Lesson 31, Forgiveness, James E. Faust, The Atonement, Our Greatest Hope, Liahona, January 2002, page 19, Ensign, November 2001, page 18. In the first section of the lesson, discuss how the atonement empowers us to forgive others. Boyd K. Packer, The Brilliant Morning of Forgiveness, Ensign, November 1995, page 18. New Era, April 2005, page 4. Consider replacing Corey Ten Boom's story with John Breen's story from the article. Lesson 32, Cultivating Gifts of the Spirit. David A. Bednar, The Tender Mercies of the Lord, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 99. Explain how spiritual gifts come to us as tender mercies from the Lord. Lesson 33, Seek Ye Learning. John K. Carmack, The Perpetual Education Fund, A Bright Ray of Hope, Liahona, January 2004, page 32. Ensign, January 2004, page 36. Discuss principles we can learn about getting an education from the Perpetual Education Fund program. Duty to God, Teacher and Priest, Educational, Personal, and Career Development, numbers 1 and 2. Lesson 34, The Power of Example. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Need for Greater Kindness, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 58. Tell the story of Richard in place of one of the stories in a priesthood holder's good example influences others' opinions of the church. Thomas S. Monson, The Master's Blueprint, Liahona and Ensign, January 2006, page 2. Incorporate the section titled Examples of the Believers into the discussion. Lesson 35, Obeying, Honoring, and Sustaining the Law. Duty to God Deacon, Citizenship and Social Development, number 5. Lesson 36, In Everything Give Thanks. Dallin H. Oaks, Give Thanks in All Things, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 95. Substitute the introduction with Elder Oaks' 5 Reasons We Give Thanks. Have your class give examples from their lives that fit each category. H. David Burton, Tender Hearts and Helping Hands, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 8. Consider replacing the story of the auctioneer with a story about Joseph Smith. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 10. Lesson 37, Understanding Women's Roles. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Women in Our Lives. Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 82. Use the article to discuss how the roles of women are different from men's, but equally as important. Julie B. Beck, A Mother Heart, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 75. Use the article to enhance the lesson's conclusion. Lesson 38, Living Righteously in an Unrighteous World. James E. Faust, The Devil's Throat, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 51. Use the waterfall analogy from this article to begin the lesson. Richard G. Scott, How to Live Well Amid Increasing Evil, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 100. Supplement the introduction by sharing Elder Scott's missionary experience of teaching villagers the gospel. Duty to God, Deacon, Teacher, and Priest, Family Activities, number 2. Lesson 39, Moral Courage. Gordon B. Hinckley, Pursue the Steady Course, Liahona and Ensign, January 2005, page 2. Use the third section of the article to enhance the discussion on developing moral courage to better face challenges. Duty to God, Priest, Family Activities, number 2. Lesson 40, Avoiding and Overcoming Temptation. Dieter F. Uchtdorf, See the End from the Beginning. Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 42. Consider replacing the counsel by Elder Rector with Elder Uchtdorf's counsel on standards. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 5. Lesson 41, The Sacrament, in Remembrance of Him. L. Tom Perry, As We Now Take the Sacrament, Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 39. Use principles from the article as you teach about the covenants made when taking the sacrament. Duty to God, Deacon, Quorum Activities, number 7. Priest, Quorum Activities, number 1. Lesson 42, Follow the Brethren. L. Tom Perry, We Believe All That God Has Revealed, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 85. As you teach the first section of the lesson, review how revelation comes to the church. Jeffrey R. Holland, Prophets in the Land Again, Liahona and Ensign, November 2006, page 104. Use principles from Elder Holland's talk to supplement the section, Church Leaders Give Guidance for Our Benefit. Lesson 43, Spiritual Preparation for a Mission. David A. Bednar, Becoming a Missionary, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 44. Use this talk to explain how and why we should spiritually prepare for a mission. Use the March 2007 Liahona and New Era to supplement the lesson. Lesson 44, Preparing Now for Temple Marriage. Russell M. Nelson, Personal Preparation for Temple Blessings. Liahona, July 2001, page 37. Ensign, May 2001, page 32. Use this talk to supplement the instruction regarding the temple recommend and the personal preparation required to enter the temple. M. Russell Ballard, What Matters Most is What Lasts Longest. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 41. Use Elder Ballard's three suggestions to support the lesson's conclusion. Lesson 45, Effective Home Teaching. Thomas S. Monson, Do Your Duty, That Is Best. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 56. Apply President Monson's counsel about home teaching to the section Home Teaching is a Priesthood Responsibility. Duty to God Teacher, Quorum Activities, number 1. Lesson 46, Avoiding Degrading Media Influences. M. Russell Ballard, Let Our Voices Be Heard, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 16. Incorporate some of Elder Ballard's suggestions on minimizing the negative influences of media into your conclusion. Duty to God Teacher, Citizenship and Social Development, number 9. Lesson 47, Clean and Appropriate Speech. H. David Burton, Standing Tall, Liahona, January 2002, page 75. Ensign, November 2001, page 65. Use Bishop Burton's second example when discussing how our speech reveals what is in our hearts. Lesson 48, Maintaining Righteous Standards. James E. Faust, Standing in Holy Places, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, page 62. Use principles from the article to discuss how standing in holy places can help us be in the world, but not of the world. Duty to God Teacher, Family Activities, number 2. Lesson 49, Honesty and Integrity. D. Todd Christofferson, Let Us Be Men, Liahona and Ensign, November 2006, page 46. Use ideas from the article as you conclude the lesson. Richard C. Edgley, Three Towels and a 25-Cent Newspaper, Liahona and Ensign, November 2006, page 72. Replace the story at the end of the lesson with Bishop Edgley's stories of his summer job and the newspapers. Duty to God Priest, Spiritual Development, number 1. Lesson 50, Valuing and Encouraging People with Disabilities. Monty J. Bruff, Adversity, the Great Teacher. Ensign, August 2006, page 9. Use the story about Elder Bruff's mission. Duty to God Priest, Physical Development, number 11. End of the section, Aaronic Priesthood and Young Women Resource Guides, Young Women Manual 2, and Aaronic Priesthood Manual 2.